Hey, story seekers, it's Nisha, and you are now listening to Nisha's Open Diary, where the stories are real and the tea is all about me. Welcome back to Nisha's Open Diary. I am Nisha, and you are now listening to Nisha's Open Diary, where the story times are true and the experiences are real. And today's story time is about how my baby father's mother treated me like I wasn't SHIT. So after the baby was born, people's true colors were already out, but they really began to come to the surface. His mother is really, and I do mean really, something else. Even before the baby was born, she always had something to say negative about me to discredit me as a person. Always trying to play me like I didn't keep up with my personal appearance and my personal care. Like at one point, she was supposed to be a hairstylist and kept telling me how I needed to get my hair done. Girl, fall back. I have a whole friend who does hair and would do my hair anytime I needed it or anytime I wanted it. And she still do hair today. That's what she do. She is a true hairstylist. That is her calling. And my hair never had to go undone. And it blew me away because I always got my hair done at a shop or my friend's house. And then she tried to play me on my hygiene and tell me what my mother didn't teach me. So now you're not only talking about me, you're talking about my mother. And girl, my mother taught me how to wash this P-U-S-S-Y thoroughly, my whole body from head to toe. And B-I-T-C-H, I know how to wash my body and care for myself very well. Because my mama did teach me. And I never, ever had to walk around being stinky. Ever. Just anything she could find to attack me or tear me down. And I'm quite sure that if I wasn't kept up, do you think her son would have stuck his D-I-C-K in me in some stanky P-U-S-S-Y? I highly doubt that. Because the last time I heard stanky P-U-S-S-Y make the long johns pause, okay? And as I said in previous story times, she said several things to attack me and my personal well-being. Not only that, she always made sure to make me feel like I was out of my league. Like I wasn't good enough for her son. And she even tried to hook her son up with one of her friend's daughters. Whenever I was around her, she would pick me apart. So much so that if I knew I was going to be around him, and if I knew I was going over his house where I knew I would see her, I would be in a frenzy about everything. Going above and beyond on my hygiene and my personal care and whatever it is I was going to wear from head to toe, because I knew I would be disheveled and I would be mentally and emotionally exhausted after I left their house. After I left their house, I knew that I would be feeling terrible, horrible, bad about myself. Then after I had her grandson, it started all over again. She would then say I wasn't properly caring for him. And she did anything she could to paint me as a bad person and a bad mother. So much so that to prove my point, I knew she was coming to pick my son up one day. So I put my toddler son in the bathtub and bathed him, got him lotioned up, you know, powdered up, everything I could think of that she might have something negative to say about or try to say that I didn't do XYZ. And then I put some decent clothes on him. And do you know that either later that day or the next day, I remember my baby's father bringing him back to me, and he has the nerve to tell me when his mother got him, he smelled like pee. I look looked at him and I said, that is impossible. Because, I mean, unless, you know, Ivory soap and water smells like piss these days, I'm lost. But who you think he gonna believe, me or his mother? And I even told him, I bathed him in everything before she came to get him, because I know how y'all are. Didn't matter. It was a waste of my breath. Then I told my mother, who at the time was still kind of overseeing me, because yeah, I was a teen mother, but my mother was still overseeing things. And I said, do you see now? To my mother, I said, do you see now what I am dealing with? I can't win with them. And it kept on that way for years. I would be accused of sending him with dirty clothes on, raggedy shoes on, which is crazy. Because again, I would have so much anxiety pending my son going for a visit. Because I became OCD about everything he had on and was taken with him, to the point to where I said, you know what? I know what to do from here on out. So I started buying everything brand new. Everything my son put in his bag had to be new. It had to be a pack of brand new socks in there, a pack of brand new underwear in there, brand new white tees, brand new everything. Because again, I knew who I was dealing with. And everything I put on him each time, making sure his hair is cut, there ain't a hair out of place. And then his mother, the very one who claimed I was sending him there dirty, not cleaning him properly, that he came raggedy with dirty clothes and shoes and that type of stuff on, she proved my entire point. That she just had something against me. Because then, when I started sending my son over there with nothing but new stuff on, she started taking my son's stuff and giving his stuff to somebody else's son or child who was around the same age as my son, which is crazy. This is his own grandmother. But if I'm sending him over there raggedy and dirty and all these clothes is dirty and raggedy and torn up, why would you give that to somebody else's kid if that was the truth? Crazy, right? So if I was such a dirty B-I-T-C-H and didn't care for myself or my son, right? Why would you give away some dirty, tore up clothes and shoes? I literally cannot understand it. I would literally go shopping for my son and myself frequently. I would dress my son from head to toe in nothing but name brand labels on his back. From the day he was born, nothing but Jordans on his feet, Timberlands on his feet, you name it. And I remember I bought my son a really nice reversible Nautica coat. I still got that picture of him with his grandmother on that day she came and picked him up. My son had on nothing but labels on his back. And I bought him that Nautica coat from Foot Locker. Kids Foot Locker. Paid almost $200 for that coat. And do you know, after he went over there with her wearing that coat, I never seen that coat again. She sent my son back home with I will never forget it. It was navy blue. And I don't know if people know who Paddington Bear is, but she sent my son back home wearing a Paddington Bear looking coat. It was a plain navy blue coat with a bunch of pockets and buttons on the front of it, with plaid all on the inside. An unnamed brand coat. Not saying that whatever my son had to wear had to be name brand. It was just the fact that you took a name brand label coat and gave it to somebody else's kid and sent my son back with something that was unnamed brand and off-brand type of coat. But I'm the one that you keep saying it's all these, he's dirty, he's wearing raggedy stuff and all. You taking labels off my son's back and giving them to somebody else's child. And then gonna tell me she gave it away because the coat was too small for my son. And it was not. And I'm gonna post that picture. Go on Nisha's Open Diary Instagram and I'm gonna post that picture of my son on there. I'm gonna blur her face out, but I'm gonna post that on there because I ain't got nothing to hide, nothing to lie about. And Again, another thing she did. I sent my son over there with some Jordans on his feet. And them on the same picture. He got them Jordans on. Do you know she had the audacity to give my son's Jordans to somebody else's kid? And she sent my son back home with some. If you ever bought your baby some shoes from a store called Stride Right, and they like little walking shoes for babies, and they might like have a hard bottom to help the baby learn to walk, and they just be like some plain little shoes. Like, she sent him back home in some of them baby walking shoes. They was navy blue with navy blue shoestrings, and the bottom was like a hard brown looking bottom. Which is fine if you want to buy him some shoes like that. He can use them, he can wear them. But girl, where my son's J's at? Who did you give my baby shoes to? Jordans ain't cheap. They might have been cheap for little kids, but everybody in this world who had a pair of Jordans know that that is a hot item to this very day, and everybody want a pair of Jordans. And girl, you just took, don't care, just totally disregarded his mother buying or doing anything for him and giving it away to somebody else's kid. The same girl who you swear got your grandson out here looking raggedy, tore up, dirty, and everything else, but you giving his new stuff. Girl, if he looking raggedy, it's because you giving his stuff away. Don't play with me, B-I-T-C-H. And so, my mother tried to her best to stay out of it. Because I wanted my mother to get it her. I wanted my mother to put that B in her place. But my mother tried to stay out of it and let me handle it. But she was all up in her son's business. So I'm like, Ma, she all up in his business. Why can't you be all up in mine? You could go ahead, girl, do you. But my mother tried to stay out of it. But it was so difficult trying to parent or co-parent with him when his mother kept posing a problem and issues that didn't need to be. And in countless times, my baby father's mother would come over my mother's house telling my mother how she wanted another baby so bad. So if you ask me, she did and said all of that stuff to try to tear me down, try to malign my character, and try to make it look like I wasn't taking care of my son. Because why? That would give her a reason and just cause to try to take my son away from me. But I wasn't going down without a fight. Because I know that I am a damn good mother. And she was going to have her own baby because mine wasn't it. And when she did all of this stuff, my son's father was right along with her, which blew my mind. Two against one. And whatever she said, he went along with to this very day. So I then stopped allowing my son to go over there because it was too much of a headache. It was too much drama. And I know that I'm wrong. And I know he's supposed to be able to see his son and be in his son's life. I'm not saying that. It was just too much going on. It was overwhelming for me to deal with. So I backed away. And so I stopped my son from going over there. And I stopped his father from coming and getting him. And I did not care at all because y'all are slandering my name. Y'all are dragging my name through the mud with lies and stuff that ain't even true. And no, my son was not about to be around no hateful people like y'all. And so his mother encouraged him to take me to court. And that was the beginning of my court battle with him and his mother, because his mother was at the forefront of it, because he really did not give a damn. His mother had to push him and nudge him to do that because he wouldn't have did it on his own. Believe me. And he didn't want to go to court, but his mother did. But the only way to do so was for him to file a complaint and paperwork. And when it was time to go to court, she was there and she was doing all the talking. Why? Because it was her who wanted to go in the first place. So we were back and forth to court until a custody agreement was reached. And the arguing and the disagreements continued for years, even after the courts was in the situation. And in between all this time, I would still mess with him from time to time. Crazy. I know. It's crazy. And the BS continued until I moved out of state when my son was around, he was getting ready to start kindergarten. He was around 4, 5. And I moved to New Jersey. And the stress and the drama I was dealing with on a daily basis was now at a distance. And things changed for the better for me anyway. And he got his son on holidays and whenever, I forget what the custody agreement said, and whenever he could. And the headache that was him and his mother were in another state, far from me. And do you know that after moving to New Jersey, I ended up on a 3-way conference call with him and his mother. I don't even remember the reason why I was on the phone with them. And she is telling me I should not have left, how I should not have gotten married. Her son cares about me and she loves her grandson. But I was all these other things before. I was a dirty ass bee. I wasn't doing this. I was everything but a child of God. Let her tell it. And now you're singing my praises. Now you're praising me about how I'm such a good mother. And it didn't make sense. It did not make any kind of sense, girl, because you done treated me for years like I wasn't good enough for your son. But now I'm everything that your son need. Make it make sense, anybody. And from what I have heard, his other baby mamas, because he got two after me, his other baby mother went through it with her too in similar scenarios. So I guess nobody was good enough for him. And the crazy thing is that before I was all these negative things and not taking care of her grandson to her liking. And then tell me why my baby father sat up on the phone and said, didn't nobody tell me to run off and get married? Ha! Because I guess I was supposed to keep chasing him, arguing with other females, fighting other females, crying, and trying to be with him. Wrong. Wrong. And wrong. And in my previous story time about getting pregnant at 17, that I had spoke about in there, years had gone by. And my son was 2 years old. And when I finally left him alone for good, I had gotten into another relationship with somebody else, whom I am now currently married to. And he would still try to shoot his shot when he came to New Jersey to pick my son up and stuff. He would be asking me to fix some food and etc. And if you wanted me, I was yours for the taking. But you dogged me out, you tore me down, you badmouthed me to anybody willing to listen, and you tried to play me for a fool. And in 2018, his mother had the audacity to tell my son's grandfather, which is my baby father's dad, to bring her to my house so that me and her could talk. Girl, after how you treated me, I don't think so. You would never be welcome in my house, B. And my son told his grandfather not to bring his grandmother over here because I don't like her, because I don't. And if she was to go to my house, the most likely she was going to get cussed out, because she would. And he was right. Girl, did you forget all the stuff you said about me? Girl, did you forget all the stuff you did to me? How easily people forget the things that they do. Well, guess what? I couldn't forget that easily because it was done to me. And it was said about me. And it was my character and my appearance and my overall person that was attacked. Over and over. So I accepted the situation for what it was and I moved on. I found the love I was looking for and I'm living my happily ever after currently. And some people might say, well, you sound mad. You sound like you're upset. I'm not mad and I'm not upset about anything. But when I do these story times, they bring up a lot of feelings and emotions, and I get a little bit, in my feelings or whatever, because I'm rehashing stuff that has happened in the past But it still can be kind of raw for me because I ain't never got an apology for this or nothing. And this is just a small description of some of the stuff that I have gone through. And this right here is just me explaining how unworthy and less than my son's grandmother and his father made me feel. All right, story seekers, that is it for this story time. I am out of here, and until next time, I will meet you where the pen meets the diary. All right, story seekers, that does it for this story time. I'm out of here. Until next time, make sure you tap in, follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Nisha's Open Diary, and I will meet you where the pen meets the diary.